With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The Easter long weekend has arrived in Chatham-Kent, and depending on where you work, you may have Monday off. Reporter Miller Hill has the details.
All federal, provincial, and municipal offices will be closed on Monday. If you're waiting on a package in the mail, you may have to wait an extra day as there is no Canada Post delivery. All branches of the Chatham-Kent Public Library will be closed on Monday, as well as any municipal arts and culture venues. The Thames Campus, Tilbury, and Ken Houston Memorial Arenas will be open on Monday. All other arenas will be closed. At the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance, several healthcare services will be altered for Easter Monday. Ambulatory care services, outpatient rehabilitation services, pre-surgical screening services, and the Diabetes Education Center, to name a few, will be closed. As usual, emergency services and emergency rooms at area hospitals will remain open 24 hours a day. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill.
Ontario's top doctor is calling for more restrictions on legal substances and decriminalization for illegal ones. Dr. Kieran Moore wants the province to enact a policy that will restrict access to alcohol, vapes, and marijuana. At the same time, Moore recommends decriminalizing the possession of unregulated drugs for personal use. He believes his multi-pronged recommendations can help prevent fatal overdoses, refocus the resources of the criminal justice system, and stop the rise of people, especially youth, recklessly using multiple legal substances. Ontario's Niagara region has declared a state of emergency ahead of next month's solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse is on April 8th, and since it lies in the path of totality, Niagara Falls was declared one of the best places to see it. The proactive declaration will allow for additional planning tools to get ready for the day, which could see major traffic jams, heavier demands on emergency services, and cell phone network overloads. Efforts to coax an orphaned whale calf out of a lagoon near Vancouver Island have been paused. Fisheries and Oceans Canada says a flotilla of 11 boats nearly got the animal to leave on Thursday, but the young killer whale is very reluctant to go over a sandbar that its mother got stuck on last weekend before dying in the shallow waters. The two-year-old calf does seem to be foraging for food on its own, which is a good sign. There is still hope that the whale will leave the area on its own. In sports, Toronto's George Springer had a home run despite the Blue Jays' 8-2 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. The Devils and the Sabres were the only NHL teams in action last night. New Jersey fell to Buffalo 5-2. In the PJHL Division Finals, Essex lost to Lakeshore 2-1. Lakeshore now leads the series 2-1. Detroit pulled out a win in the NBA yesterday. The Pistons defeated the Washington Wizards 96-87. In NCAA March Madness, the Sweet 16 wrapped up yesterday. For the East, Connecticut and Illinois have moved on. Alabama and Clemson will go to the Final Eight for the West. For the South, Duke and NC State will go on. And for the Midwest, Purdue moved on, as did Tennessee. In local basketball, the Windsor Express beat the Montreal Tundra 122-119. The forecast, cloudy skies and gusty winds today. Expect showers this morning with a potential thunderstorm this afternoon. The high is 9. More clouds tonight with a slight chance of rain and a low of 2. Cloudy again tomorrow with a high of 8 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.